And the one thing I haven't seen from that trial, which is still very relevant to today, is what should we be doing for patients who you wouldn't treat with an aromatase inhibitor?
Well, those are premenopausal patients.
These are premenopausal patients. And unfortunately, the ATLAS trial has only been, you know, in a very brief presentation presented at this point. But one of the major questions I think many people ask is, well, did the patients who are premenopausal benefit by continuing the tamoxifen out beyond 5 years? And that could be one of the major important results of that trial.
And certainly, although we can't be 100% for sure, based on trials like the MA-17 trial looking at letrozole after tamoxifen in postmenopausal patients, you know, in our survey we see that particularly in a node-positive patient, you know, people are going to, you know, start an AI after 5 years in a postmenopausal patient. But then a patient who's still premenopausal in her fifth year tamoxifen may be node-positive, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that it's a consideration at this point with the data just sort of just being presented to maybe continue tamoxifen?
I think that certainly, yes, you could use that as supportive evidence because the general case seems to be that continuing tamoxifen does cause some additional benefit.
You know, that whole story is just so amazing. And people remember back some years ago when actually the NCI sent out a clinical alert because there was an NSABP study that looked like more recurrences when you continued tamoxifen. The NCI sent out an alert saying, okay, everybody should stop at 5 years. Richard Pita, who did this study, and I've interviewed him many times over the years about this, you know, stood up, I think it was in the 2000 NIH consensus conference, and said that was premature. We don't know the answer. We're going to keep our trial going. And now it's 8 years later, and as you say, now he's starting to show that actually, how do you explain that? Why the NSABP data in that one study looked like it was worse, and now that we have this data, it actually looks better?
Well, I will say that, interestingly enough, knowing some of the NSABP statisticians, they were always cautious and somewhat supportive of Pito's trial. And they felt that their trial wasn't the last word on this statement. And obviously, a lot of people agreed with that because ethically, the trial went forward.